So we have the Pele Yoitz,
chapter called Chachma.
I'm telling you, you just open the book to any page, and it's just gold. Such a applicable Musar, especially 2023. Listen to what he says. Ashrei Adam Matza Chachma. How fortunate is a person who discovers wisdom. Ashrav Ba'ilam Hazeh V'toyv Le'ilam Haba. Certainly, wisdom of Torah is going to get you far in Olam Haba, but it also gets you far in Olam Hazeh. V'zu mitzvahs ha'av ala ben legadlo ma'al Torah. It's the obligation of a father to raise his children to Torah, which is Chachma. Yismach behem Olam Hazeh v'tis'anik b'desh ha'nafshe Le'ilam Haba. If he does so, and he does so in the right way, he will have oynig, or have just a pleasant life in Olam Hazeh, and certainly he'll enjoy Olam Haba. V'zed davar yidua mefursa. This is well known. Avol ein ish sam aleif limser nafshal davar zeh. Everyone knows it to be true, but how far do we go to ensure that we acquire chachma for ourselves and for our children? V'lehikanes ba'ovi hakora. It's a euphemism, like to go like as far as you can. If there's so much good to accomplish, are you going that extra mile? Are you really extending yourself? Neturikarta does not mean that anti-Israel Zionist Hasidim, they stole the term from the Gemara. Neturikarta means Shomrei Ha'ir. People, the protection, the protectors of the city. Which means the Askanim, community leaders. Di b'chol atar, in every city, it's their obligation, lamayt ala mishmer al zeh b'kol koicham u'v'chol ma'idim, with all their money, with all their strength, they have to see. V'lizar b'vnei aniyim shemehem teitzei Torah, of course, also to ensure even the aniyim that they have a proper education. U'bazeh yeruchushim rav ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. They'll obviously reap the benefits later on, in this world, the next world, for ensuring that the children of their city have a proper education. If you can get someone to do a mitzvah, you can get a child to learn more Torah, you get more schar. The Gemara Baba Basra says, so what is chachma? What are we trying to accomplish? Just get him into school. V'hine inyan ha'chachma hu sheyeda lisa v'litein, to have a conversation. V'lalun ba'amkan shel taira, and to sleep. The Gemara talks about this regarding Yeshua. It was lon ba'emek ha'alacha. To sleep, basically to live, to dwell in the depths of halacha. That's chachma. Is that true today? Could we be confident that we are educating our children to this degree? Sheyeda lisa velitin velolin ba'amka shel halacha. I don't like pointing fingers, and I always try to look at the positive. But this is a Musar V'ad, right? I don't think we're holding here. I mean, I love Ner Yisrael. Right? It's my alma mater. And it's a great yeshiva. But Baruch Hashem, I've been privy to other yeshivas. And Bachram don't know how to be lon ba'umka sha'alacha. There are a handful of them. But most of them? Lisa v'litein v'lolin ba'umka sha'alacha. To degree, yes. You know, for an average person who doesn't know how to learn, yeah, there are some great, some bachim are excellent for their age. But a vast majority of them have a very hard time, you know, thinking, caring to continue thinking about a sugya once the bell rings. We've all been there, right? Once the bell rings, we're done. Listen, the night's 8 or 10 o'clock, like, When we walk outside the Beis Medrash, let's be honest with ourselves. When we leave the Beis Medrash, is my Megulim still on our minds? You know, you hear Maisim about in Europe. People would walk, and this was a derech of Talmid Chachamim, and certainly not everybody was holding there, but B'nai Taira, you know, I just finished, I told you I was reading about Rav Meir Shapiro, you know, he Bedafka built a garden. He built a garden, a beautiful garden, right by the yeshiva. So the Bachram would walk and talk and learn it. Have you ever seen that before in America? Bachram walking and talking and learning. Rav Gift, I remember listening to a shmooze of his. That's what they did. They'd go for walks. Every day, the Mishra Shiva, right, would encourage the Bachram to go for a walk to talk and learning. The minute our Bachram closed that Gemara, are they capable of walking and talking and learning? Are you and I, we were also Bachram. Are we capable of doing that? Do we think in... I think I said this, Maisa. I definitely said in the Chazanish Chabura, that a younger man once came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, you know, I don't have any cheshek in my learning. I've been in Karlo for 10 years. It's a geiknisht. It's not for me. So Rav Chaim said, what are you learning? Told him it's Masechta. So Rav Chaim started faharing him on the Masechta, and he knew nothing. He barely answered his questions. And Rav Chaim said, I see you're not thinking in your learning. You check in for first Seder, you check in for second Seder, then you check out. It's not on your mind. You know, Chachma, wisdom, which, you know, which the Psukim and Mishlei and Chazal, which describe how Chachma is meroimim ba'aleha. You know, it just brings you to a different world that elevates you, is when you think about it. When it's like on your lips, I want to talk about it. I want to share with you a sugya that I'm learning. My grandfather has told me in the past how, you know, growing up, so his rabbi was Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, Zecharo Livracha. Rav Hirschsprung was the bochein in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin when he was 20 years old. Remember, to get into Chachmei Lublin, you had to know at least 200 blat bal peh with taisvis. Okay, there were Bachram who knew 500, there were Bachram who even knew 1,000. He was the tester, he was the bochein. So he knew all of Shas. Klar, he could take the pin test, my grandfather said. He said, if you're a kid and you saw a Hirschsprung coming down the sidewalk, you cross the street. I said, why? He said, because the first question he said, no, we have to learn it. He wanted to talk to you and learn it. He said, hello, how are you? How's your day? What are you holding? Because wherever you're holding, he'll carry that conversation better than you can. And it's, my grandfather's was scary. It's like, it's embarrassing. You'd say, yeah, I'm learning this. So it's, you know, what are you talking about Taisvis? Oh, man, come on, 1 second. Taisvis. Yeah, what do we say? Yeah, no, I did that yesterday. I can't. And we said something. Come on, we all know that feeling. It's not... We're not being kind of the Chachma. It's not on our lips. It's not on our tongue. It's not our conversation. It's not our dialect. Anyway, listen, we could talk. It's beautiful, the amount of Torah that's going on. But if we're looking towards something we can grow to, right? What's the conversation? What's on our minds when we close the Sefer? Chachma, Torah min Baaleha, is when Torah becomes our conversation. Lisa v'litain, v'lolin ba'amka shel halacha. So the Paleoid says, v'yesh deos nifsados. There are people out there, like incorrect opinions. She'enem reitzim li'ageyas atzman ba'amram. They don't want to toil and try very hard. Because they say, listen, hala'ikr eisnak ha'torah hu k'dei lishmar v'lasos l'kayim. What's the purpose of tires? So I know what to do. Know the halachas. Imkein, dai lo nalil mait kitzurim piskei dinim. Tell me the kitzur shulchan aruch. Tell me the bottom line. That's all I need to know. Like, I'm not going to start getting into ha'katzais. You don't need to get into ha'katzais. Unfortunately, sometimes they set the bar very high in yeshiva. Like, to be considered knowing how to learn, you have to, like, mamish, prepare a whole chabur. It's not true. And I see you guys here do it on a nightly basis. You talk about a Gemara. What's the Havamin of the Gemara? What's the Teretz of the Gemara? Why do the Gemaras think this? Why do the Gemara think? That's it. That's all you need to do. You know, think about the two lines that you're learning. Just that in and of itself is Chachmah. But thinking. These people who just say, says the Pelier, it's fine if I just know the halacha. V'lot tzadchu b'zeh. That's incorrect. Do you do it? He goes on more of a Kabbalistic approach. The chadi kucha bruche b'pilpula. Kadosh Baruch has so much simcha when we think and tear apart a Gemara. V'hamepalpil b'halacha. Mishaber koyach haklipa. U'mivarer moitz v'tevin. U'mekashid esakal of ein keitzel scharei. Somebody who gets into a sugya and starts analyzing, questioning, tearing it apart, that, he says, is Mishaber Koyach HaKlipa. Klipas, you know, Kabbalah, are the barriers to Kedusha. By learning Torah B'iyan, you break those barriers and you pull out the Kedusha. Ve'en Ketzel Schar, there's no end to that Schar. Hine Ki Kein. Therefore, Misha Chanana Hashem Das, someone who has knowledge, royally lidchaik, push yourself, velikanes b'mufla mimenu, try and take on the challenge of something that's beyond you, to sell yourself short and say, listen, it's too hard for me. I don't do the thinking stuff, right? I just do the shir and the parsha, the halacha, the daily halacha, ad kan, I'm back to. There's so much more. Do you know what I once read, that even like the most brilliant people don't even reach 10% of their brain's capacity. Do you know how capable our minds are? How smart we could be if we just used our brains? I mean, I don't know if we appreciate our brains enough. Can you imagine if you were a cow? What do you know already? You know how to eat hay, grass, go to sleep, let someone milk you. Adkan, and someone offered you a human brain. So, you know, I want to give you a gift. This is actually a human brain. Do you know you'll be able to do this now? You'll be able to talk. I want you to talk. Are you kidding me? I've never been. Yeah, you know what? You're going to be able to communicate in a meaningful way with your children. You're going to be able to process problems, solve them, be able to teach people chachma, like, whoa, he'd be thrilled. He'd be jumping for joy, the gift of a mind. Because he's so limited as a cow. And instead, you have human beings, right? Who have this gift of a brain. And what are they offered? I got you an Xbox for Hanukkah. Dead. It's like, what? It's what a sad reality. You have a brain. You have a brain. Do you know what you can accomplish with the brain? How many days in this world do you have with that brain? You know how much Torah, you know how much Chachma, what you can excel, what you can give to this world with that brain? And yet, we get so excited by things that are not for the brain, they're for the heart. An Xbox, whatever. I just gave that as an example. Something that's not productive. It doesn't develop the mind. The mind can accomplish so much. We've seen gedolim, and people, you know, they go hem and ha when they hear. They weren't so brilliant when they were. Many of them were not. With hasmada, with diligence, a person can develop and grow. L'mala min hateva. Students can accomplish if they put their minds to it. Their minds are potential. They're gold mines. That's what they are. With our brain, we can chachma bin of adas. We have no clue the value of our mind. We don't appreciate the value of chachma. But that chachma is terayim and ba'ala. It's you meet a person, you meet a gadol, you meet someone who's used their mind for so much good in their life. It's like, wow, he took advantage. Look what he could accomplish. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's yard site's comment next week. What have we've lost so much Torah without him in this world. He accomplished so much with his brain. So much chach. Look what he gave to Klal Yisrael just because he was a man of the book. He read. He chazered over and over and over. And he shared. and he wrote. Imagine if he didn't accomplish that. Okay, so he would have been a nice Jew, a good Baruch Hashem. We cannot sell ourselves short. That's what the Chapela Yoitz is saying. Don't think that you're just a halacha, daily halacha guy with the daily Musar and the daily Daf. You could accomplish so much with our brains. Our children can accomplish so much. They have so much potential. With the value of Chachma, see to it that we capitalize on every day. Now, you can't overburden your kids. You know, the Chinese, you know, that's what they do. Like, you come home from school, you do more. Kids have to be normal, right? And they have to be kids. Famous mice of the Maitreya Ilui, who was once passing by a basketball court. Kids, I think it was basketball or soccer. And he saw kids playing. And he was standing, and he stopped, and he started crying. And so saw one of his Talmidim, said, "Where are you? Why are you crying?" And he said, "Because when I was a kid, they paskened I was an Ilui. I wasn't allowed to play. I had to learn all day. They robbed me of my youth." So he said it was very hard for him. Kids could play. But as they get older, you know, I told you what the Ben Ish Chai would do on Shabbos. He has a sefer. Imre Bina. He had lots of riddles. Nothing to do with Torah necessarily. It's in a sefer. You can get it at Chopsies. Riddles. And he would share them with his kids over Shabbos. They loved it. And he wrote them down. Why? So his kids would think. So they're thinking. They're doing something productive. That was brilliant. And you can read something. They're clever riddles. Because he felt, he's like, I have a child here. The brain, there's so much I can accomplish. And Ben Ish Chai himself, you know how much he wrote, how much Torah he learned and taught. He used his mind wisely. So let's appreciate it. Let's appreciate the Chachma. Appreciate the potential that our minds have. Never, we can always know with an absolute certainty that there's more that we can accomplish. Because if the most brilliant person only uses 10% of the brain, it means we have ways to go. There's always more that we could push ourselves. May we all be zocha to use the gift of our minds that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Daven, atachayni la'adam das. And daven, you have to daven for chachma. Before everything else, before parnasa, geula, refua, the first thing we daven for is chachma, because without chachma, you can't accomplish much in the world. Let's appreciate it and be zocha to chachma to remember that.